our regularly scheduled Friday guest, Captain Devin McCourty. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Does that have a nice ring to it, Captain Devin McCourty?
Oh, yeah, man. It's an honor. You're still hearing it. It's kind of weird, though, but getting used to it now.
Who told you, and what were your thoughts? Did you see it coming at all?
Not really. You know, Coach told the whole team, and when I heard it, I was just honored. You know, when you can look at a team, and they'll vote for you, and they feel that you're that type of player and you're the type of leader, that they vote you on the captain of their football team. I was honored. Second time in my life in college, I was voted captain, too, so it brought that same kind of feeling.
Well, why do you think you got voted in? I know this is like asking you to pat yourself on the back, but what about what you've done in your year plus with the New England Patriots do you think got you that honor?
I think just, you know, going out, doing my job, kind of what Coach Belichick harps on, being a guy that's just leading by example, and I think every day kind of bringing that attitude into the facility. So I think that's probably the biggest reason why guys voted me as a captain, just seeing how I perform and how I go about attacking different things we do.
Hey, Devin, you were born in New York. You were you grew up, went to high school in New Jersey, went to Rutgers. I'm guessing the 10th anniversary of 9/11 hits home for you more than most guys. Where were you at 8:46 on September 11th in 2001?
Yeah, I was actually in high school. I'm from New York, and I went to high school right along the border in Lawnsville, New Jersey. So we were all really in high school, and when it first happened, the kind of news traveled through the high school with people not really believing until our principal came over the loudspeaker and actually announced it. And then probably a few hours later, we were all sent home. So, I mean, it was just a crazy feeling being in high school and hearing that news and kind of not believing it at first and then seeing it was actually true. I had friends and everything. I had parents that worked in the building. So it was real nerve-wracking.
Could you see smoke from where you were?
No, not really. Where we were, we couldn't see any smoke or anything.
And the kids, you knew. I mean, it had to just rattle you guys for weeks, if not months. I assume kids were out of school for a long time. I mean, did it change everything in your high school?
Yeah, I mean, it did. You know, I think all across the country, especially just in that New York, New Jersey area, you had to just deal with a lot. We had, you know, kids that maybe need to talk to them on counseling. Just going through that thing as a nation and just seeing us at probably one of our weaker moments as the United States, it was just a different kind of feeling. And I think it brought people together. Actually, I know a lot of people just helping each other out of high school and different students that were going through a lot at that time.
Hey, Devin, do guys in the locker room, in a professional football locker room, talk about things like that, or is it just all football all the time? Do you ever get into current events and you know, you spent one September 11th with the New England Patriots. Is it discussed?
Yeah, current events, is, you know, it's always discussed. You have a bunch of guys that are here in the facility for hours. You talk about football a lot, trust me, but different times when you're just sitting in the locker room or eating lunch or something. Mm-hmm. Guys talking about a bunch of different things that you probably would never imagine just all across that happens really in the world.
All right, this is the portion of the interview where we ask you about the Miami Dolphins, and because you play for Bill Belichick, you won't tell us very much. What do you expect out of the Miami Dolphins Monday night? What worries you?
I think they'll just have a lot of energy. Opening the season, Monday night football, it's a home game, division opponent. I think the energy level and excitement, you know, it'll be huge in the stadium that night. We feel like we know they're going to be very prepared and ready to play against us. So we have to, you know, more importantly, match their energy and make sure we're ready to go when kickoff happens.
Hey, can we assume if what we've seen from the defense so far in the preseason was basically basic, basically vanilla, that we're going to see some different looks on Monday night from the Patriots defense?
You never know. You know what else we can – we can do a lot of different things, so we're just watching a lot of film and trying to see if we can prepare for how they're going to approach us.
I assume you spent a lot of time, you know, chasing or covering or hanging on Brandon Marshall last year. I expect you do it again this year. Is that tougher than, say, a fast guy, a quick guy, having a guy who weighs 230 pounds, that kind of size, that kind of strength?
Yeah, it's a different approach, you know, chasing the fast guys is difficult, and chasing a guy like him is difficult, too, because he's very physical with you. When he catches the ball, you're trying to get him on the ground and different things like that. He creates different challenges, but all in all, he's just a tough receiver to cover, and I think that's why he's one of the top guys in the game.
I think I know the answer to this. I'll ask you the question they begin the broadcast with on Monday night. Are you ready for some football?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did you watch last night, Devin?
Yeah, I got to watch some of that last night. It was a pretty intense football game.
As a defensive guy, were you offended? They didn't play a lot of defense.
No, you know, sometimes the game goes like that, but it always comes down to big defensive stops, you know, at the end of the game with one play left. I saw that this morning. You get a big defensive stop that you need in the game.
Congratulations on the honor. Good luck Monday night. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you.